Head over to the livestock side, Christian. What's going on in these cattle? I mean, is a cash having that much of a market influence over the trade?
Oh, you know, last Friday was definitely a big part of the market, with that cash market coming out quite a bit higher than expected. Cutouts have now started to respond to. Seasonally, we typically do have, you know, a low put in. You also have what's typically called a basis shift, to where futures usually go off, at least in August, higher than where the cash market is. You did hit 150 as far as the August futures. That kind of has stopped the market. And I think to take out 150, you're going to have to see cash, you know, 1-2 higher, maybe even more than that, to take out those levels. Obviously, got option expiration for the August contract today. But that's what you're looking at. I think cash could lead the market higher. I think you could argue that you know, the packers need to buy more product, and you know, we probably have put in our seasonal low, and now the question is, you know, where can we go from here on demand? The imports are still pretty high. That's a concern for the market, and for us to, I think, work higher, you're going to have to see the weights start to come down a bit. And you also have to see domestic demand pick up.
What are your thoughts on the way these hogs have been trading?
Hogs have been wild. I think that's probably the best term to say. It's a very interesting scenario in the hogs, because cutouts are making new highs for the year. Cash, though, is struggling. The packer margin is very big, very big. But the futures are struggling, you know. Yeah, I think you still have a lot of hogs to deal with. You're 5 pounds below a year ago, but, you know, as you just look at the numbers, we're going to have those weights come down a little bit more, too. But, yeah, packer margins are as much as $28 per pig, so they have room to bid up prices, but we haven't seen a whole lot of that. So I think that is an issue. The exports were, I would say, disappointing for the month of June that were released this week. So we kind of need something to spur the market a little bit. Now, August is, you know, at 78, 78 and a half area, and October is well discounted, but that's mostly due to how many numbers that we think we have, you know, going forward.